Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm telling you, yesterday I had the worst day with Facebook on the BJ and Jamie page.
Really?
Holy hell.
People angry?
Just what in the hell? Negative.
Jeez.
First of all, I put up a whole thing about how the DPS teachers have to take second jobs. That went really ugly. Everybody's like, well, I do too. I was like, okay, fine. Then I put up a thing about the Grammys. No one cares. Who cares? Nobody's watching it. I don't care. What? I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you have to admit, award shows take it in the shorts, man.
But they do take it in the shorts.
They're not doing so well these days. But I don't know why.
It was really good, though. And the Grammys, I was pleased with. I was entertained. So if I'm entertained, I was like, I thought y'all would be entertained. But here's what I would say about the Grammys. Alicia Keys as a host, fine.
She's getting rave reviews this morning. You know what? When she's singing and she's sitting there at those dual pianos.
How great was that?
Amazing. Okay. But as a host, there were a couple of times it came back. She wasn't even ready. Yeah. She was talking to the audience, waving, you know, hey, there's my boo. You know, and she wasn't even prepared to go on camera.
I guess what I liked about her as a host is she didn't try too hard. Like, she didn't try to be funny. But what I didn't like as a host is she didn't try too hard and she wasn't funny.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
And the fallout of the Grammys, because there always has to be something, is everybody's really bent about Jennifer Lopez doing the Motown tribute.
Yeah.
Nobody gets it.
Well, it was crappy.
I thought it was amazing.
It was lip-synced. Yeah, it's amazing. But all it was, Motown didn't dance like that.
When all that front part they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Not the what she was doing.
Yeah, she did Tina Turner and all that stuff. Those were Tina Turner moves.
I thought she was terrible.
Oh, my God. How could you even
say
that?
I thought she was terrible.
She was amazing.
She was a bad representative for Motown.
Well, that's what they're mad about. Not that she was terrible. Everybody gave her raving reviews. She was amazing. How can you even say that about
Taylor? They're ripping her apart this morning.
They're not because of the actual dancing and all that. They thought it was amazing. It's that it doesn't make sense that it's not a black chick.
Well, it didn't make sense that they lip-synced it all.
Well, you could probably not sing all that and do all that.
Well, then get somebody that can.
Well, I don't think anybody could. That was a lot. That was, whoo, it's crazy. They're mad about that because she's not a Motown girl, you know?
I love Motown. One of my favorites. And in fact, probably my favorite genre is the old Motown stuff. And I thought it was just terrible.
They
could have done better.
A lot better.
It's the Grammys.
I know, but you sound like my grandma right there. Yeah. It was just terrible.
It was just terrible.
It was terrible.
It was awful. It was quite disappointing.
Oh, disappointing too.
It was. You can hear it in my voice.
That's so sad. It's just.
I don't really care.
I know you don't. The weirdest moment for me, and maybe y'all can name yours at five if you saw it. What's our text number?
51059.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. You had a stroke.
I did. Yeah. So you can name it. Mine was. Well, I had two weird moments. Lady Gaga just staring into the camera after she ended her song.
She reminded me of you.
Just staring like
She looked like you. They looked like some of the selfies I've seen you take before. Like in Breckenridge.
Right.
You know, like I've seen, I swear, when she did that, and she's bent over like a shotgun. Bent over like this, her hair's in her face, and I'm like, that's Jamie White.
It is. But she held it there forever. What was she doing?
You know, the only thing, too, and I don't know if Lady Gaga saw this or not, but go back and look at the picture. You can really see her dark roots.
Well, she is like me, then.
Just saying.
What else did I want to tell you? Oh, that was a weird moment. And then nobody caught this, and I was trying to find it on the internet. There was this guitar player with Travis Scott. When Travis Scott was up there, and he's just smiling. Did you see him? He's just smiling.
Loved it. He was on top of the world. Now, he didn't get to play a lot of guitar.
No.
But he loved being on stage.
I was like, why is anybody making this a meme?
That was actually the best part of the Travis Scott set.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole.
Yeah.
Did you see Kylie, though? You saw her?
Kylie. Did I see Kylie?
Yeah, she was there with Travis.
No, I didn't see her. She was like, no, I was flipping back and forth.
She was sitting in the audience like this. I'm so rich.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
She just sat there like she's, I'm so rich. I hate to say it, one of my favorite moments, and I'm ashamed. One of my favorite moments was this, and I am not proud of it. I just want to stop the walls caving in. I don't know. I'm sorry to say that Miley Cyrus and Shawn Mendes were amazing.
You like that, huh?
I did. I'm not proud of it. And I love the new Miley Cyrus song, and I'm so ashamed. I'm so sorry.
Well, I don't, so okay. That kind of evens us out
okay,
there,
good.
I guess.
I
can't get past her voice. I don't know what it is. It's that very whiny, almost a smoker's voice.
It is a smoker's voice. Michelle Obama also showed up. Number two, and everybody's so happy.
Yay. Amen. Amen. From the Motown Records, I walk.
What? What? What?
All right.
They loved her. I never realized how gigantic she is.
Well, that's not fun. Or that's not fair to say.
No. I mean, compared to all the...
She didn't look that big to me.
She didn't? She looked really tall to me. Like, really tall.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how little everybody else is.
Very popular.
Say that way. So popular.
Very popular for the Grammys.
Loved her. Love. Let's see. I did Alicia Keys to piano. Okay, so there's this chick, right, that sang last night. Her name is Brandi Carlile. I've never heard of her in my life, and she was amazeballs.
Yeah,
I've never heard of her. Is she country or
never
something?
Never heard of her. I don't know.
Her name is Brandi Carlile. I feel like she might be on the I feel like a lot of lesbians love her.
Yeah,
it's kind of she felt like a little Melissa Etheridge-y.
Okay.
And I just loved her. So good. What?
A lot of the country acts, I don't know.
But I don't know if she's country. I don't know what she is.
She's got to be in that genre. Folksy, country.
Kind of folksy, yeah.
Western. cowboy.
So good. It was so good.
I don't know.
Loved it. I was like, who is this Brandi Carlile? Oh, my God. She just rocked it. I was like, that was one of the best performances. She's just alone with a little band and her guitar, just feeling it out. Cardi B showed up in an outfit and then she tongued her husband, her fiance. That was weird on the red carpet. They both stuck their tongues out. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It was like classy and stuff. She looks good. I have to say Cardi B looks good. What happened to her butt?
I don't know. What do you mean?
She performed and I didn't see her butt is like she didn't have that big butt.
Really? Yeah. Cardi B has a big butt?
She used to.
Well, I thought... You sure it's Cardi B you're thinking of?
Well, I know What's-Her-Name also has a big butt, but Cardi B usually had a big butt.
Oh, I thought you were maybe thinking of Nicki Minaj.
I am. That's stupid,
yeah,
though.
She wins.
That's...
What is that?
Nothing.
Oh, that's your impression of her sitting on you?
It's nothing. She looked fantastic. I have to say, Cardi B looked fantastic.
Yeah, there was some blowback with her, though. Ariana Grande, I guess, put out some tweets after she won, after Cardi B won.
And said what?
Dissing her.
Why?
And then took down the tweets because she thought that her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend that died, I think he was in the same category, she felt like he should have won.
Oh, I didn't even know he was
there. And a little blowback there.
Oh, a little blowback.
So there could be a little tiff there. You know Cardi B, she'll take a swing at her at some point.
She'll walk her dog or whatever.
Yeah, well, she'll do something.
What's that thing? She'll walk her dog?
Put her on a leash and walk her like a dog.
Walk her like
a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Here is Cardi B actually winning Best Rap Album.
I'm sorry. I just Ooh, the nerves are so bad. Maybe I need to start smoking weed.
Maybe I need to be smoking the weed. Mm. How could you never have heard of Brandi Carlile? She's been around forever. She's even been up in Fort Collins last summer at the new West Fest. I'm sorry.
How do we miss the West Fest?
I don't know.
What the hell?
She's been around forever? I mean, people are slamming. Oh, my God. Have you? She's been around for. I'm sorry. I never. She opened up for a Savage Garden at Red Rocks in the late 90s. Holy hell. She has been around for a long time.
Holy moly.
I'm just saying. I've just been introduced to her. I don't know who she is. Huh. We've never played her. And I listen to this radio station religiously, so if I haven't been introduced to her on this radio station, then I wouldn't know. Sorry.
Now, Brandi Carlile, is she kin to Belinda?
That would sound like a nice little, like Brandi and Brenda.
You know, I'm just saying, no, Belinda.
Belinda.
Or Brandi.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think you got him confused there, Texanado, at 51059. Yeah, because somebody said, Belinda Carlile was one of the Go-Go's. Well,
no,
we know
Brandi.
That. This is Brandi Carlile. It's a different.
It's not Belinda.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. And by the way, you're right, Jamie. I'm a lesbian, and I love Brandi Carlile. All lesbians love Brandi Carlile.
That confirms
See?
It.
See? You know what? I'm this close to becoming a lesbian.
There you
this
are.
Close.
You understand.
I do. I get it. I was attracted to
it. The music, that is.
The music. Anyway, so that kind of, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I needed to tell you about the Grammys. I don't think so. I think I pretty much hit it all. Do you want to talk about this birthday party?
Yeah. You know what? Can we do that when we come back?
Let's do that because I want to tell one other thing. Okay, I want to tell you one other thing, though.
All right.
And then we'll do the birthday party because it does require a segment all by itself. Did you see what happened over the weekend?
What happened over the weekend?
OMG.
You know what? I was so busy this weekend. I missed so much. Well, what happened?
It's about Brad Pitt. Do you know?
Oh,
did you see it?
I know a rumor.
Yes. No, it's not a rumor.
Mm-mm. He showed up?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
He gave in.
Not
See, this is bad because this is going to start more and more rumors.
No, this isn't bad. This is beautiful.
You don't show up to the ex's birthday.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
So Brad Pitt showed up at Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. What?
Oh, boy.
Is this so
you
great?
You know what? All you did is made matters worse at home with Angelina and the kids.
It's so great.
I
love it. She has got to be seething. You know how evil Angelina Jolie is, right? She's the most evil ex-wife on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She's just freaking the F out right now.
And if anybody gets under her skin, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Sure.
Okay? That's where it all began.
Yep. Brad Pitt officially was at her 50th birthday party.
Big old hug and a kiss at the door. Rumors are going to just be flying. Did you see where Reese Witherspoon fell down the stairs?
I did not see that part.
She got so drunk.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. She crashed big time.
Is she hurt?
And it's the sound effects of her going down the stairs.
Wow.
And then her skirt's all up in the air. Her shoe flew off.
Really?
Drunk as a skunk.
I missed that.
It looked like the Alice Ski House.
Was that TMZ's official audio?
That's all I got. Okay. Here, let me show you.
Okay.
I have a picture. Oh, I printed out for you. Here.
Oh, okay.
And she looks so. She's in a car. And that look on her face, I've seen before, Jamie White.
Yeah.
But look at this.
Yeah, okay.
This is Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party.
Whoa.
She fell down that whole flight of stairs looking at.
Yeah.
She's lucky she's not dead.
She was. Yep. Wait. That's. And then she's in the back of the Range Rover all. Ha! All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.